Downtown Honolulu is not the same place it was a year ago. Bishop Street bustling with professionals and office workers and day-long traffic on Fort Street Mall are a thing of the past, at least for now. But there are signs of a new future downtown emerging. Downtown stalwart Don Murphy of Murphy's Bar and Grill says his customers have been loyal, his landlord generous, and the PPP saved his business. Still, business is down 30% to 40%, and Murphy calls the drop in street activity, the lack of office workers, disastrous for storefronts around him.
Oh, there's a lot of them that are struggling, a few that have closed, but it's amazing. I mean, I can't understand it. There's a lot of places opening up.
Commercial real estate consultant Andy Friedlander says results may take 2 to 3 years to be felt, but key developments point to life after the pandemic. He says a prime property on Fort Street Mall between Hotel and King is in play.
There's a transaction in escrow right now for what used to be called the Superblock next to Walmart. It runs from 4th Street Mall to Hotel Street to Bishop Street. It's a bunch of old buildings that are 2 or 3 story tall. I'm not at liberty to announce what's going on, but it's going to have a major impact on downtown.
Friedlander says Dwayne Carisu could be an agent for positive change downtown.
Carisu just bought the old Pantheon building. That's also going to become more valuable based on what happens on the Mackay side of that building. So he did a good thing.
1132 Bishop, which abuts Fort Street Mall near Barrataria, is in the process of converting from offices to 500 residential units aimed at moderate incomes. Friedlander expects increased retail and pedestrian activity as that conversion progresses. And he points to plans for the Remington College complex on Bishop Street. Those buildings will be renovated for a Marriott hotel in the next 2 years. There have been developments on the Mauka corner of Alakea and King Streets. Central Pacific Bank, CPB, has just completed a major remodel. CPB Chief Marketing Officer Kevin Dahlstrom says they're in the middle of a transformation to a digital-first age.
We wanted something that would really signal the change that we're making. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the power of art to really create emotion and to signal change.
CPB's new lobby features a 16-foot sculpture of cascading light bars. The lights respond to tidal changes measured by buoys off Oahu's North Shore.
I'd say of our ground floor level, probably 75% of the space is either reserved for art or for community spaces. But there's a method to that madness.
Dahlstrom says with banking online, physical spaces can be about serving the community and interacting with your brand. There's coffee, beer, and co-working currently. Yoga and meetups of various kinds are under consideration. Mackay of King Street on Alakea at Merchant is a distinctive two-story lava rock building. Chris Kajioka's on the team opening Bar Podmore. There, brunch by day, cocktails by night. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.